you said you didn't want to talk about other teams' coaching searches, but there's a report that Coach Cutter is staying. Anything you want to say about that?
That is accurate. I spoke with Coach Cutter last night, and very excited that he's going to be here with us.
Good to have that continuity, I guess. Otherwise, it could have been three offensive coordinators in 3 years.
Continuity is very important. Continuity on your football team and on your coaching staff, I think, is important. And like I said, I'm glad. Burke's a very good football coach. He's done a nice job for us, and we've put that to rest.
How'd that develop, Coach? Did you and Mr. Blank discuss the importance of it, and let's see what we can do?
You know, I don't want to really get into any of the details. Dirk is going to be here with us. He informed me of that last night. And, we talked at length, and that's where we're at right now with it.
You've been on both sides of that deal. I mean, job search, searching for someone, and also you perhaps being a candidate when you're an assistant. Is it a good system as it's set up, or are there improvements that could be made?
Well, I think it's the system that the league has in place, and you have to deal with it. I don't have any concerns with the guys that we have. Just like when I was going through it 5 years ago, you have to work on the job you got. You can't concern yourself with anything else. And I know that's what is going on with our guys. It's an honor to have guys being mentioned for other positions. It says that we've got a great staff, and I've been saying it for a long time. We got, in my mind, the best coaching staff in the NFL.
Is there any development with Coach Nolan?
Again, I'm not going to. I'm not going to talk specifically about other teams' coaching searches. But I addressed Dirk because that's something that needed to be addressed.
But you always said 2 years ago that if you were in the same position to have another bye week, you'd approach it differently. Do you feel like you are approaching it differently?
Well, there's only so much you can do. The days that we're working are different this year than what we did two years ago. We're going to have a little bit more volume. The intensity is not going to be changed. I think at this point in time in the season, you guys have been out here and seen what we do. The intensity stays the same no matter what. But the volume and what we're working on in the bye week is different this year.
Any injury situations you want to update?
No, I'm not going to talk about injuries. We had a number of guys today that they didn't practice. We kept them in. We kept them inside, and we'll have our first injury report next Wednesday.
William's not practicing yet. That's something.
Again, I'm not going to. I'm not going to talk specifically about anybody that's injured right now.
You said you and your staff will spend a day on each of the possibilities for opponents, looking at some things. Will you also involve Matt, or will that just be a staff thing, or how do you?
This week is Falcons on Falcons for the players. For the staff, today will be our day that we'll work on Seattle. We'll work on Minnesota tomorrow, and then on Friday we'll work on the Washington Redskins. And, the reason we picked that sequence is we haven't played Seattle. We know a little bit about Minnesota, having Bill Musgrave been on our staff. And we played Washington earlier in the year, so we'll be working as a staff the rest of the day, and then we'll put that to rest and switch gears. But for our players, it's about us getting better, doing the fundamental things that we need to get better at.
What does it say about you and the Falcons for Cutter to stay? When he has these opportunities.
I think it says that we do things the right way around here. I think it says we've got a good, we've got a good football team. I'm very glad that, that Dirk has made the decision that he's going to be our offensive coordinator next year.
Any particular things about those fundamentals that are kind of at the top of the list for you?
Well, Randy, it's all about blocking and tackling. That's at the core of what you have to do to be successful in football. And that's what we need to, we need to work on. We don't have to worry about scheming this week. We can really focus in on the fundamentals, tackling, blocking, running, catching, and that's what our emphasis is this week.
I guess all three of those teams have pretty good backs, run the ball pretty well. And Yeah. It seemed like he misfit some runs there against Tampa Bay.
Well, we didn't play very well last week. We gave up some explosive runs. We didn't tackle well. So that's going to be the emphasis point this week. As I just mentioned, we've got to work on tackling. We've got to do a better job of blocking as well.
You need pads this week?
No. We haven't been in pads since week 10, 9, something like that. So
week 9.
So this is, you know, well, this is the time of the year that you want to make sure that your guys are as fresh as possible. It's a long, you know, a long season. We're starting the second season. I like where we're at in terms of our freshness. The guys seem to feel good, doing a nice job, doing the extra things that they need to do in the weight room. And so we'll continue in the same, you know, the same program that we've been doing for the last 8 weeks.